Good evening. Welcome to the Manasquan School District Board of Education regular public board meeting of May 26, 2015. Call to order. Opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, CoStar, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sandy, roll call, please.
Mr. Burns.
Here.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mr. Clayton. Mrs. DePalma.
Here.
Mr. Fiore. Mr. Gardner.
Here.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Vitale. Mrs. Smith. Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Walsh.
Here.
Shane McNamara.
Here.
Craig Lappin. We have quorum.
Thank you. Mr. Fury and Mr. Clayton are both traveling. Our mission statement. Manasquan Schools District mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned with the New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards, and function within the community that regards students, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases, by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes. Recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting and closed executive session of April 21st, 2015, and the regular public Board of Education meeting and closed executive session of April 28th, 2015. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exist. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes? Mr. Yes. Burns. Second. Mr. Walsh. Any discussion on the minutes? Sandy?
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Gardner.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Walsh.
Yes, on the 21st, I have to abstain. For the 20th, I wasn't here.
Carried.
We will now ask Shane McNamara, our student representative, to give his report.
Hi, my name is Shane McNamara. I'm the president of the Key Club. And first off, I'd like to congratulate the new executive board of the Key Club for next year, consisting of Sean Nolan as president, Julie Hohenstein as vice president, Patricia McKeever as treasurer, Brianne Loria as secretary, and Maddie Monaco as editor. The Key Club as a whole is participating in various organizations until the end of the school year, such as the Brielle Recreation North versus South Challenge, monthly Manasquan Elks breakfasts, Ocean Dance Force at the Algonquin Arts Theater, and events with the Brielle Women's Club. Additionally, throughout the summer, members are giving their time to help out in events such as Shakespeare in the Park in Spring Lake and the Manasquan Fireman's Fair. As for the next year, we are planning on helping with Union Landing Historical Society's Brielle Day, as well as the Fallen Heroes Memorial 5K, which is to benefit the Brennan Stands Alone Foundation to directly support the mission of the NJFMBA Foundation to secure the well-being of the widows and children of fallen heroes. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane. We'll now turn it over to Dr. Cajun for our presentations.
Shall we go to the podium? Before we focus on our Students and Teacher of the Month, I just want to again compliment the board for their student-centered focus and their desire to compliment those who achieve excellence as part of the student body. I think that's special. And we've done that ever since I've been here, and I want to thank you for affording me the opportunity to do that. I think it gives the particular meeting a tone and a focus, if I can use that word again, one I think is well deserved. So thank you very much. How do we choose our students and teachers of the month? I think a lot of our student body, and those students who are chosen every month, are those that are reaching their full potential. I want to compliment them for that. They serve as a role model for their peers. They're academically motivated. The bar is raised pretty high here at Manasquan by our staff. And these are the students that excel and are motivated to reach that bar. They demonstrate leadership in and out of the classroom, have a positive school attitude, involved in extracurricular activities, and perform school and community services. This month, for the month of April, our senior who was chosen as the high school student of the month was Jeffrey Hall. Jeffrey, are you here? I'm sure Jeffrey's home studying. That's great. Our junior, Sabrina Moscato. Sabrina. Get a picture with the board president and myself?
Yeah, I do.
Notice she didn't say it until I said in myself. Thank you.
Can we be in front of our picture?
Of course.
No, because then they wouldn't have to walk around. Did you shave them?
Strategically.
We're going here?
Yes.
We got lost coming.
Thank you for being here.
No, thank you.
And Sabrina's going home to study as soon as
you're
there.
Oh, definitely.
Right?
We better hurry up. Very nice.
Nice and play. That's great.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Let's walk up there. You got to take a wind or anything.
I don't have that first step, but I have some endurance left.
The sophomore student chosen for the high school student of the month of April, Christopher Driscoll.
Chris, you want a picture? Nice. Let's walk around again, shall we? I know I have the endurance. And the freshman high school student of the month, Sarah Brennan. Sarah? I knew that. I don't want to say anything.
I don't know, but I know I'm doing it.
Before I introduce the teacher chosen as the teacher of the month for April, I would just like to focus on some of the things that Jason has currently been actively engaged in. And here is a picture of Mr. Bryant actively engaged as a James Madison Memorial Fellowship. He was on that particular selection committee and he had some professional development to do at James Madison, and they sent this announcement to us, and I just wanted to share it with everyone tonight. He does a wonderful job. He's always actively engaged in trying to raise his level of excellence as a model for his students. And I just can't thank him enough for that. And I'm very proud to announce the high school teacher of the month chosen for April, Mr. Jason Bryant, social service.
was going to ask you. What?
No, okay.
I wasn't.
Jason, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'll take one of you.
Our elementary school student of the month for the month of April, Riley Bresnahan. Well, congratulations.
Want to give a little speech? No.
You probably want a picture, though.
The two things that have made America great were volunteerism and the development of unions in America. They've made America strong, and they've endured. And tonight we have a chance to focus on a group of individuals who decided to take it upon themselves to raise some money to help our educational institutions here at Manasquan. So tonight we recognize the Elementary School Education Foundation and their board of directors. Elizabeth Bobitz, Peg Devane, Carrie Ann Kaplan, Lauren Lake, Michael Mangan, Valerie Mitten, Tim O'Grady, Jenny Spalt, Chrissy Rice, and Mary Van Winkle. Ladies, did I pronounce everybody's name correctly?
Yes.
Could be a first time for us.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
That should be a miracle. And tonight we have the ability, because of the foundation, to give awards, grant awards, to students, teachers. Teachers who have put in requests to develop classroom supplies, and the Education Foundation has made it their goal to provide for them. Ladies, would someone like to stand up and just explain to everyone here this evening about the grant concept and how it came to life? Would any one of the directors like to volunteer?
Go ahead, Jenny Spall.
Thank you very much.
Basically, what we want to do as an education foundation is to raise money to supplement the money that the teachers have in their budget. We were aiming to have most of those things deal with technology or enhancing the classroom experience. And basically what we did was we asked the teachers to put in applications, and we sat as a board and our committee, and we voted on what we had the money to give out. Out of the grant awards of $9,745, the rest of the $10,000 we had was a donation to the PTO, to the Moms Day 5K sponsorship. And we hope to be able to raise more money as the years move on and write out applications for other grants that we didn't have the money to support this year.
And how long has the Education Foundation been in existence?
This is our first year. We had our first golf outing this year where we did raise enough to award $10,000. We started last summer, I believe, with our first meeting and decided we better get the ball rolling and have our golf outing in the fall, and it was a highly successful event, and we're going to repeat that event and hopefully get another one on the calendar, a different one this time, but just to keep raising money.
I think this is truly amazing to raise that kind of money in 1 year, so I really want from the bottom of my heart just to thank you for all your endeavors. I really appreciate that. Thank you. On the screen, you can see the name of the teacher and the award that they were giving. I know you're going to give us a big check. And that's why Chris can take a picture of us and the check so you can get it for the newspaper. Yes, another picture.
It's not a solo shot.
It's not a solo shot. Come on, girls, you're all just fancy. Go ahead.
Where would you like us?
Just in the middle. It's fine. Don't move, please.
Don't move, please.
Want to get it out?
Hurry and get in. I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Thank you,
Heather.
Get it. Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
Oh, yes. 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 Yes.
I'll go in the back.
Great, thank you.
Cannot take photo. Whose phone calls?
Good?
Thank you. Put that in your wallet.
Can I deposit that tomorrow?
I know you're thinking it. Okay, continuing with Dr. Cajun, superintendent's report and informational items.
Thank you. Enrollment. As of we speak, today's date, our enrollment stands at 1,613 students, 619 from the elementary school and 994 from our high school. In regards to our attendance comparison, fire drill reports, suspension, and tardy reports, for the month of April, yes, it is. April 16th, the high school had a fire drill, which lasted 6 minutes. On April 28th, at 9 a.m., during second block, they had a lockdown drill. In the elementary school, on April 17th, at 8:05 a.m., there was a tabletop security drill. On April 29th, at 1:15 p.m., they had a fire drill, both satisfying state statutes to have one fire drill and a security drill per month. In regards to our high school attendance, in the high school, their average daily attendance for April 2015 was 942 students. Actually, 942.94, which makes 943 students. For the elementary school, the average daily attendance was 588 students. For our harassment, intimidation, and bullying reports for April, I'm happy to report that in the elementary school, we had none. And in the high school, we had one report that was not a harassment, intimidation, and bullying, but that student still received counseling from our student assistant counselor. So both the high school and the elementary school didn't have any harassment, intimidation, or bullying situations. That concludes my superintendent's report for this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Cajun. Do we have a motion to recommend approval and acceptance of the superintendent's report?
Yep.
Mr. Serino, seconded by Mrs. DePalma. Any discussion? Sandy?
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Cattani?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Carrie?
Thank you. We are to our first public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allowed a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer, shall give their name addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and/or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anybody from the public like to be heard? Mr. Reed?
Richard Reed, 38 Elizabeth Avenue.
Okay.
Richard Reed, 38 Elizabeth Avenue. You know, Shane gave a report today. I just wanted to make everybody aware that Shane broke the school record to 400 this weekend.
Thank you for that. Shane, I wish I had known, we would have had a picture taken.
Not only that, came back the next day and is Central Jersey Group 2 sectional champion in the 800. Wow.
Anyone else? Seeing no one, we'll now move to the Mask on General items. Would everyone be okay with lumping 11, or grouping, I should say, 11 through 28? Does anybody need anything separated out, numbers 11 through 28? Do we have a motion for numbers 11 through 28? Mr. Walsh, second. Yeah. Mrs. Garrett Mueller, any discussion on any of these items? Sandy.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Walsh.
Yes.
Carried.
Our sending district items are numbers 29 through 40. Numbers 29 through 40. Does anybody need anything separated? We have a motion for numbers 29 through 40. Mrs. De Palma, second. Mr. Catani, any discussion on any of these items? Sandy.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mr. Gardner.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Mueller.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Walsh.
Yes.
Carried.
I just wanted to know when we were finished approving personnel, because I want to introduce someone who's here tonight, who was the best interview that our building principal ever had and did an excellent demonstration lesson. So I wanted to make sure we were done with personnel first. I'm sorry if I interrupted
you.
No,
not at all. Everything's going, it's okay.
So we have Allison Griffith with us this evening. Allison, could you just introduce yourself, and if you'd like to just say hello.
Okay, yeah, my name is Allison Griffith, and I have accepted a position here at Manasquan High School to teach Spanish for the upcoming school year. This is I'm just so excited to come back to high school. I recently moved from Washington, D.C., and I'm really looking forward to working with all of the students and staff at Manasquan High School.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome.
I appreciate you being here. Welcome. Could you say something in Spanish, please? Awesome. Great. Nicely played. I like that.
I hope I don't have to transcribe that.
Thank you.
Thank you. How do you say awesome?
That's all I got.
We are at number 41. Any old or new business?
Oh, with the
Sorry.
Yeah, with the app. Are they going to help articulate and give the blast for the email that's going to explain to the parents how to use?
Yes, they're supposed to do all of that.
All
and they're supposed to send their team here to have a meeting with us. And I haven't heard from them since the night they presented.
Okay.
So I think they're waiting for our approval to see.
No voice.
That's true. They got it back by the end of the meeting.
He actually called and he just thought it was aggressive.
Anybody else? Old or new business? We are to the second public forum. Anyone like to be heard on anything agenda or non-agenda related? Mr. Bartholomew.
Thank you, Rich. Rich Bartholomew, 121 Lake Avenue here at Manasquan. And I knew you were going to pass the acquisition of Dell computers. And for a long time, and even now, I've been a huge supporter of every student having some sort of computing device in their hands. I know it's been a long time that this has been worked towards. So I'm glad to see that, in one respect, I'm glad to see that pass. I'm not totally supportive of the technology that's being used, but that's beside the point. The bigger concern I have is actually something that our superintendent raised. I think it was you. And that has to do with books on the computers. I really, really struggle with how I can see this being a big success if we don't have that functionality with these tablets that we're acquiring.
Oh, thank you.
I really think that's absolutely critical, because I can see some things that the students would use them for, but until it becomes attached to them in the same way that their books are, I really have concerns that this whole program is not going to be as successful as we'd like it to be. And I really think that we should look to, I did a lot of looking into what Dell's really been doing in education, and that's not their big thing. Macs are the really huge thing in education, but I suspect that, having worked with computer vendors over many years, that if we took the time to sit down with Dell and use some leverage on them, and I know we have been doing that because I know they're replacing a whole bunch of these things that weren't working too well. And I appreciate that. But I think it might also be worthwhile to see if we can't put some leverage on Dell to see if they might at least work on some sort of a pilot with us as far as getting textbooks onto those computers, because I think it's critical to the success of the program. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Seeing no one? I don't have to read the executive session. We're not going to executive session. No. All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Mrs. DePalmas, seconded by Mrs. Mueller. All those in favor?
Aye.
Let's go Rangers.
Thank you.